By the woman, I suppose you mean Irene Adler.
Yes. I shall always remember her as the woman.
And yet, despite his huge success and continuing appeal, Rathbone felt typecast for the rest of his life as Sherlock Holmes. "The only mystery I couldn't solve," he said shortly before his death, "was the same one Conan Doyle had, how to get rid of the damn man." Rathbone cast a long silhouette. Who would be bold enough to don the Deerstalker next? In 1959, Sherlock Holmes came home as the British Hammer Film Studio did what they did best in pumping new blood into a classic story. The trailer for the film showed expectant audiences a new and exciting Holmes for the very first time in rich, lurid technicolor.
What do you want me to do?
Identify anything I may find. Strange things are to be found on the moor. Like this, for instance.
I like the fact that it actually plays rather fast and loose with it. It introduces the idea of human sacrifice and some sort of Dartmoor black magic. Of course it does, it's a hammer. They were desperately striving to make it an X and only got as far as an A.
And reunited after their successful pairing in both Dracula and The Curse of Frankenstein were those two stalwarts of Hammer films, Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee.
He was a wonderful Holmes. He really was. He had a certain habit, Peter, which I used to kid him about. It was the finger. And also he very much pronounced its consonants. And after the first take, I said, there you go, the finger, again, the finger, on no account, Sir Henry, are you to go out on the moor tonight?
Sir Henry, I am not a man to overestimate danger, but I must insist upon one thing. Under no circumstances are you to venture out onto the moor alone at night.
Very well.
Cushing was a huge fan of Doyle and of Sherlock Holmes. He employed all his customary delicacy, subtlety, and his meticulous nature into the script and the performance. He changed lines which he felt were wrong. He put lines in. There was a line in the original script about what he was going to get paid, and he put in the line from Thor Bridge, "My professional charges are upon a fixed scale. I never vary them, save for when I remit them all together."